Welcome to Basic Gospel. We are here daily at this time to bring the basic gospel into your life. It's relevant, personal, and essential. Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. Our purpose each day is to provide scriptural answers to your personal issues and Bible questions. This is where the basic gospel intersects with your daily life. Hear it, believe it, live it. So now it's time for you to call 1-800-677-9377. That's a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada. 1-800-677-9377. Call now. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, the good news of the gospel is this, that Jesus Christ is alive. And what's even better about that is for those who have come to know him personally, have trusted him and him alone, Jesus Christ has come to live inside of you. And here's what that means. John writes about it in his first letter. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them. The spirits of Antichrist that are out there in the world, the false teachers, all of those things. It says we've overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. We have the creator of this universe living inside of us, and he is with us through every trial of life. And he's certainly big enough to cause all of those situations to work together for our good. Our job is simply to trust him. And when we do, we can experience peace in the midst of circumstances. If we don't trust him, then we've just set ourselves up for all kinds of misery and pain. And most of that comes from falsehoods, things that we believe that aren't true, that come to us from, you know, the world or the flesh or the devil. Those things are constantly bringing accusations against us. Those things are constantly drawing attention to our failures and to our, foiled attempts to live the Christian life. That's what they're trying to do, to point out how bad we are. And when we start to dwell on that, our feelings get engaged and we start to feel bad about ourselves and experience pain. And what's the remedy? It's truth. It's getting back to the reality that Jesus Christ is alive, that Jesus Christ is living in us, and Jesus Christ in us is greater than anything out there in the world. And if we will start trusting him, abiding in him, we can see the pain of falsehood starting to diminish. And that's where truth sets us free. Well, let's talk about it on today's program. 1-800-677-9377. 1-800-677-9377. If you have a question about some pain that you're going through, how to find help, how to find hope in the midst of that, we invite you to call right now. 1-800-677-9377.
Well, Bob, we've got an email here from a gentleman named Mike. And I think it fits right in with the kind of thing you're talking about. It says, I'm new to the Bible and excited on what I've read. I've been alone for many years, and now more than ever, I desire to meet a woman to share with, to laugh with, and love, and even to marry if it's right. What I'm confused and troubled about when I read 1 Corinthians 7, now, if I find a woman, for example, who is not a widow, if she's in a prior relationship or to a prior marriage, what constitutes propriety here? And here's the telling point. For I want to be right with the Lord, but not be alone doing so.
Interesting.
That's an interesting statement.
Yes, yes. So
I'm glad he was honest enough to say that, but it's an interesting statement.
Yes, indeed. And loneliness is a huge issue out there. I mean, we are the most connected society that's ever been on this planet. We hook up with people via Facebook and Twitter and all of those social medias. We are a well-connected society. Yet, with all of that, there's still this sense of loneliness. We feel isolated. We feel like we're just the only people, the only person on the planet. And we want real, genuine companionship. I mean, the tweets and the Facebook post and all of those things do not constitute, you know, companionship mm-hmm. of substance. We want to be in somebody's presence, and we really want that as far as relationships are concerned with the opposite sex. And so we sometimes can look and say, what am I going to do in this loneliness? How am I going to solve that? And we become vulnerable to the point that we're willing to compromise.
Yes.
We hook up with people that aren't like-minded, and we form partnerships with folks and relationships with folks, and we're unequally yoked. And we're so desperate to get rid of that loneliness, we're willing to do that. And we find ourselves in trouble when we do. And I think we have to come to the point and realize that our loneliness truly is solved in Christ, that He is there with us every single minute of every single day. We may be alone as far as other relationships are concerned, but we're never truly alone because He's there with us. And so we have to find contentment there. And if we will find contentment there, then we can actually trust or entrust the situation to the Lord and watch Him work it together for our good. It's one of those things, you know, if you want to buy a car and you go to a car dealership and you find the car that you want, but they say it costs this much money and you only have this much, and if you will go with the truth of what you have, not what you want, you're going to protect yourself. So when they say, no, it's going to cost you $14,000. Well, I only have $11,000. So at that point, you get up and walk away.
Yes.
And find a car that meets your needs at $11,000. And that's the way to do it. And in relationships, it's the same thing. We have to realize that, you know, just because I want a car doesn't mean I have to go in debt to get one. And it doesn't mean I have to go that I'm going to have to settle for something that's less than what I want. It's the same with relationships. You know, I don't have to compromise my values. I don't have to compromise my relationship with Christ Jesus in order to solve the loneliness problem. If we will entrust ourselves to the Lord, we can count on Him to work all things together for good. And if there's a person that He wants to bring into our lives, He'll do that.
Yes, He
will.
And
it'll be far better than we ever dreamed or imagined.
What we don't realize is so often when we treat this as an either or, either I'm right with the Lord or I'm lonely, then you'll be neither. You'll never fulfill the loneliness and you won't feel right with the Lord. But if you take Jesus first, both are possible.
Right. That's exactly right. And you're right with the Lord because of Jesus.
Yes.
His death, burial, and resurrection is what makes us right in God's sight. So trust that, and trust the Lord to work this situation out for your good, and I think you'll find it to be better than you ever dreamed or imagined.
Yes.
Well, this is Basic Gospel. My name is Bob Christopher, along with Richard Pfeiffer today. We invite you to join us as well at 1-800-677-9377. Our special offer on today's broadcast is The Hurt and the Healer, a wonderful book by Bart Millard and Andrew Farley. Mm-hmm. It addresses things like loneliness
yes.
and all the other emotional issues that we go through or other pains in life, and points us to the grace of God and healing that we can experience by receiving God's grace for us in the person of Christ Jesus. Karen wrote to us and said, just wanted you to know that this book is exactly what I needed at this point in my life.
Great.
Thank you for sharing it with me. The money I send you is the best money I spend in my life. I'm glad to be a part of Basic Gospel in this way. And certainly, Karen, we thank you for this wonderful
yes.
note of encouragement to us. Thank you for being a part of the Basic Gospel team. And this book is available to those who will join with us as a part of this Basic Gospel team so that we can get this wonderful message out into the lives and the hearts of people all around this country and around this world. So take advantage of this offer. Send a contribution to Basic Gospel, and we will send this to you as our way of saying thanks. All the information on how to do that is at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Just click the Hurt and the Healer icon on the front page. All the information will pop up on what you need to do at that point. Or you can call and talk with Billy right now, 1-800-727-2828. 1-800-727-2828.
Well, we had a call that was on and then had to drop for some reason, but the topic matter was dealing with slander from within the family. That's a painful situation.
It's an extremely painful situation because it hurts. Slander is evil words about a person that aren't true.
Yes.
It's just made up stuff, and it's spoken with the intent to hurt. And that is such the opposite of love. You know, God's words are never meant to hurt us. God's words to us are always meant for our personal edification, for our encouragement, for our uplifting. What God speaks to us is always true. It's always honest. It's always right. And it always lifts us up. Mm-hmm. That's what the words of God are. And if we believe in Christ and trust in Christ, we want to put aside slander. It's easy for us to do. It's easy for us to engage in that type of conversation. But it has no benefit either to the party we're slandering or to us as well. It does harm to us. So we need to put that aside. And if somebody is slandering you, especially within the family, you just need to go to that person and talk with them individually and get to the bottom of the issue. Maybe they've heard something and they're just passing it on as truth, but they've never really looked at it, have never really examined it to see if it's true indeed, and they haven't gone to the source, you.
Yeah.
So they should do that. But in all of, you know, the Paul's words to us, like in Ephesians chapter 4, and there's several other things, he always says to put off the old and put on the new. And he lists some of the things that are of the old, and slander is one of those. And it's not something that we as believers should engage in. It misses the mark of love, most definitely. We're to be engaged in speaking words that lift others up. And so I'd certainly encourage the person to go to the one who is slandering them and see if they can work it out.
Yeah. Well, we've got another question here, and it's kind of relationship day based on the questions we've gotten. A woman has written in, I'm not going to use her name because this is a really sad personal situation. She's not married, and she's had 3 children, and then she got pregnant again. And now what do I do? You know, my mom threatened me that, you know, she would move out because mom had been living there, paying the rent, helping her. And mom said, I'm done with this. And she says, you know, I was saved when I was 8 years old, but I realized that I've made a lifetime of bad choices. And now I feel like I've taken another 100 steps back. What do I do?
That's a good question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people feel that way. I would say to her that let's take a look at really what you believe about the gospel message. Somebody at 8 years old, they say they're saved. You're not really sure what you're responding to necessarily as an 8-year-old. It's not to say that she wasn't genuinely saved back then, but there's much more to this gospel message than Christ died for my sins. Oftentimes we hear that as young kids. We pray a prayer, we walk an aisle, we complete a confirmation course, and we think everything's okay, and we never give much thought to the gospel message from that point forward. We've done what we thought was necessary, and off we go to live our lives. And some 20 years later, 30 years later, we're looking back and say, wow, I am a mess. How did I get here? And as she says, it's just one bad decision after another. How do I come to a point where I can stop making bad decisions and start making good decisions? And I think the first step is to really finalize your salvation.
Yes.
Come to the point and know for sure that you were saved. If you were saved when you were 8, it's time to take a fresh look at what salvation means. What the gospel is, it's not just forgiveness, it's life. Jesus Christ died for us then, so that we could be made alive and so that he could come and live in us now. That's what salvation is all about, going from death to life. So take a fresh look at that. See if you've really, truly understood the gospel and believed it for what it is, not what somebody told you it was, but what the actual gospel, the actual good news is. Respond to that by faith. If you do that, you're in a position to plug into the wisdom of God, plug into the life of God, and allow him to start working in and through you, changing your mind, changing your attitudes. Obviously, if you've had 3 kids out of wedlock and you've got a 4th one on the way, you have a sex issue. There's something that about that is satisfying you to some degree, yet you are bearing the consequences of those decisions in raising the kids and the hardship of doing that as a single mom, as a person that doesn't necessarily have the financial wherewithal to handle that. So you've been relying on your mom and help from other people. It's time to say, hey, enough is enough of that. I want to receive Christ. I want to let my life from this point forward be lived according to his will, not mine. And that's the big issue. She's been living according to her will, what she thought was right, what she thought was going to bring her happiness and contentment, and she's finding out that that's not the case. Mm-hmm. Well, if that's not the case, then I better look elsewhere and find if there's something truly out there that will bring contentment to this heart of mine.
Yes.
And that is the person of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this is not unlike, maybe more tragic, but not unlike someone who has made a lifetime of bad choices with regard to food, or gotten addicted to drugs or alcohol, or a workaholic, you know, can't come home because they think they're going to lose their job. These habitual things can only be broken by the power of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit's job is to change our minds, to help us to think differently. And boy, I hope that she gets exactly what she needs.
Yeah, and it's you know, in that situation, you feel hopeless. I mean,
yes.
You've got a 4th child coming. You've got a mom saying, hey, you're going to have to handle this on your own, and I can't mm-hmm. take care of you anymore.
So the condemnation
from
outside
and
inside. Yeah.
So at that point, you're just looking for a ray of hope.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something that can show me that I'm going to be okay? And that ray of hope is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. We are listening to Basic Gospel. My name is Bob Christopher, along with Richard Pfeiffer today. We invite you to join us on the broadcast, 1-800-677-9377, 1-800-677-9377. As our listeners know, and some who may just be tuning in, this broadcast, Basic Gospel, is listener-supported. We rely on the gifts of friends from all over this country to make this broadcast possible. Gifts of $10, $25, $100, all of that added together make for a significant outreach. And so if you've been blessed by this ministry, if you've learned something about the grace of God through this ministry, if you've realized that your sins have been forgiven because what you have heard through this broadcast, would you join with us so that others can know those same truths? We are asking for gifts of any amount, and our way of saying thank you for those gifts this month is a book called The Hurt and the Healer by Bart Millard, Andrew Farley. Bart is the lead singer of Mercy Me. Andrew is a pastor out in Lubbock, Texas. He's the author of numerous best-selling books, a fabulous speaker. And they've put together a book that is really meaningful. And if you're going through some sort of experience now, pain, this book will be just the perfect resource to help you through that. As Karen wrote, it was exactly what she needed at this point in her life. I guarantee you it could be exactly what you need at this point in your life as well. So Join with us. Become a member of the Basic Gospel family by making a contribution to Basic Gospel this month. You can do so right now by going to basicgospel.net or by calling 1-800-727-2828. That's 1-800-727-2828.
Okay, we've got another question here from California this time. Luke 7 is the particular passage that he's concerned with. The disciples of John the Baptist reported to him about all the things they were seeing regarding Jesus. And so summoning two of them, he sent them back to Jesus and said, "Are you the expected one, or do we look for someone else?" Was John's memory so short? I mean, after all, he baptized him. He was, you know, it was revealed to him. The dove came down. He heard the voice of God. Why is he still asking, should we be looking for someone else? Or was he having some of the same problems that other Jews had when they were expecting a conquering king and rather than the Lamb of God coming to take away the sin of the world?
Well, I think that's exactly the issue. They were expecting this Messiah to show up and really take charge, just boot Caesar off his throne, take over the Roman Empire, elevate Israel to a preeminent status in the world. But that's not exactly what Jesus did. He was not received well by the Jewish leadership. Many of the Jewish leadership actually said he was performing his works by the power of Satan. Mm-hmm. So there was a rejection there. So it just made you question, is this truly the one? And I think that's what John the Baptist was doing. Here he was there to prepare the way.
Yeah.
Jesus actually said of him, "There's no one greater than you on this planet." And he's thinking, wow, things are going well. I've done my job. And all of a sudden, Jewish leadership comes along, has him arrested, and eventually they're going to behead him. So he's thinking, wow, did I miss something here?
Yeah.
Did I not read the signs? Did I not hear the word of the Lord the way it was expressed to me correctly? Did I miss something? And so he asked, and Jesus gave him assurance and said, "Certainly, I am. Just look at what I'm accomplishing, and you can rest assured that I am going to fulfill my task, and this kingdom will come. It won't look like what you think, but it will come."
Yeah.
Indeed.
I love these stories because they're so warts and all.
Yes,
I mean,
indeed.
Who of us hasn't at some point in our lives, you know, here we've been, you know, I've been faithful to God, I've done whatever, and something bad happens. And we immediately pull back and say, "Was I wrong about everything?"
Right.
And it's so common.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's quickly go to Washington, D.C. and talk with Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Nice to hear from you.
Well, no, it's just a blessing to hear from you, and I'm going to make it quick. I hope everybody who's listening really gives to this program. I am sitting up here just blessed by everything you guys have been addressing, these hard issues. And you know what I love about it? The Lord is going to continue to bless your show and bless you and your family, because you are saying it with compassion and love. And I feel it in my heart. And it really affected me. And I'm so glad you did it. I know it's hard for me, but I'm so happy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, Carol, thank you so much for those encouraging words. That just blessed our heart as well to hear from you.
And thank you.
Thank you for, you know, the emotion and all of that in which you've shared your heart today. That's a
well,
real blessing.
I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I want everybody to donate $100 because this is what we need to hear. You're healing me. You're healing my mother. She's 90. You're healing people. That's what you've been doing since you've been on the air.
Well, Carol, thank you so much.
Yes.
Well, we're almost out of time. Let me put you on hold, and we're going to send you a copy of this book, The Hurt and the Healer, and bless you for listening and bless you for your encouragement to others to join with us.
Yes.
And may God just continue to share and pour his grace into your heart and your life. You hang on, Carol. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Well, this is Basic Gospel. What a powerful
yes.
testimony there, and we pray the same is happening in the lives of others. But this is Basic Gospel. We've come to the close of today's broadcast. We thank you for joining us. We'll be back again tomorrow. We hope to see you then.